I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 14, 2017. Coming up, road rehabilitation projects to reduce traffic in corporate area, Clarendon residents accessing potable water, and community access points to be powered by solar energy. The news in detail after the break.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-97489.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says several road rehabilitation projects are in train, geared at reducing traffic congestion in the corporate area. The projects are among several legacy road projects under the Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP. They include the Barbican Road, Park Road, Hagley Park Road, Marcus Garvey Drive, and Constant Spring Road developments in Kingston and St. Andrew, and the Mandela Highway Improvement Project in St. Catherine. Mr. Holness says the Hagley Park Road Improvement Project, in particular, will significantly ease the gridlock for motorists traveling in and out of Kingston during peak traffic hours.
So I'm very happy that that is on track, that you have started the land acquisition for Hagley Park Road. I know I've signed off a few. There is a plan there already. I will be taking a second look at it just to make sure that when we invest this kind of money, it is well done.
The Prime Minister was speaking at the contract signing ceremony for the Barbican Road Improvement Project recently. Residents in Rosewell Clarendon are now benefiting from access to potable water in their homes. This following the commissioning of the Palmetto Pen Breadnut Bottom Rosewell Water Supply Project recently. The $38 million project is a joint venture between the National Water Commission and the Rural Water Supply Limited. Speaking at a recent ceremony to commission the project, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the delivery of this project is representative of the government's commitment to invest in the development of the rural water sector.
I will ensure that whatever budget there is for rural water and for the NWC, that we spend it in a strategic way. We will seek to develop all efficient methods of delivering water to you.
Mr. Holness adds that the government is looking to develop a legislative framework for rainwater harvesting in Jamaica. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley has announced plans for the utilization of solar energy to power the more than 250 community access points, CAPS, providing public internet and technology services islandwide. This, he says, is an effort to reduce the high costs associated with operating the facilities and to ensure their sustainability. Dr. Wheatley notes that the ministry took the decision to provide solar energy solutions following a 2016 audit of the CAPS, which revealed that just over 70 were operating inefficiently, mainly due to high energy costs.
We made a decision that all new CAPS sites must have as a critical component solar solution. It is important to remove that burden of the high cost of the light bill from the community.
Dr. Wheatley was addressing the official opening of the $3.5 million Anata Bay Computer Resource Center in St. Mary recently. The new CAP in Anata Bay is the 256th facility that the Universal Service Fund has established and the 7th in St. Mary. And the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is encouraging persons to safeguard their properties before traveling overseas as part of efforts to mitigate the effects of natural disasters during the ongoing hurricane season. Director of Preparedness and Emergency Management at the ODPEM, Horace Glaze, says property owners should create and work from a checklist, especially looking if the properties are susceptible to landslides and wind damage.
You need to look at the physical protection of your item. So no one will be at home, you look at the physical protection. Is it close to an area that is always prone to landslides and there may be physical damage to any piece of your property? What measures can you take to offer some kind of a protection there?
Mr. Glaze also encourages home and business owners to check for any hazards which could affect the safety of roofs and windows. He was speaking with JIS News. That was JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.